Good morning.
Good morning.
I think this was definitely not a surprise to us. It was long forecasted that this rain would come, you know, and when we get these forecasts, it's always the question is just how much really is going to fall and where exactly it's going to fall. And it started Friday evening, I believe, and the days kind of run together now. But basically, what we run into, and we have a lot of experience at this now, is that we start out initially when all the rain comes, we have a lot of local flooding, a lot of runoff, a lot of flash flooding, and that's where we have the issues along all the creeks. And then as they dump, all that water dumps into the reservoirs, particularly for us of interest is Table Rock. They're going to have to release out of that, and that goes in Taney Como, which causes a lot of flooding issues there. And so that's where we are right now. So some of the things that have happened since we had a lot of time, we did a lot of warning to people, to notify people, including going door to door. Northern Bridge had a good head start to get some barricades up and where we know it's flooding. And what I saw, really, there was a lot of people that made some pretty decent preparations and moved out and moved their stuff to higher ground or completely moved it away. So that really was very encouraging to see. However, it was so much rain, and my understanding is anywhere from 6.5 to 8.5, almost 9 inches that we had, and I'm sure localized there's probably some areas we had even a little more rain than that. Like Bull Creek, for instance, it is the highest it has ever been at 19.04 feet. And normally Bull Creek runs 2 or 3 feet, and the highest it's been before was 16 some odd feet. So it's the highest it has been. Obviously Turkey Creek, Beaver, a lot of those were a lot of issues with, and I think Randy's probably going to talk more about that. We did also on Saturday, prior to any having any real issue, any issues, opened a shelter with the Red Cross together at the United Methodist Church in Branson. They're right on Highway 76. We didn't, and the Red Cross didn't want to have to do that in the middle of the night, so they opened it Saturday during the day. They had some people stay there Saturday night, and they had last night 13 people staying there in the shelter. And they are staying there for a while because some hotels gave people some free stays, but it's like 1, 2, 3 nights, and as they're going to run out, there's probably more people going to go to the shelter unless they find some other places where they can go. And then on what we're dealing with now, the White River, you know, it's dammed several times, Beaver, then Table Rock, Taney Como gets caught in the middle, and then Bull Shoals. As of this morning, Beaver has crested, and they're releasing 56,000 cubic feet there, but they hope they're going to reduce that today, which is still dumping into Table Rock. And Table Rock, the absolute max high Table Rock is supposed to be is 931, and Table Rock this morning is at 934.24. So it's over 3 feet more than what it's supposed to be at absolute max. So I am concerned, and we're releasing about 62,500 cubic feet a second out of Table Rock. I'm concerned that they're going to increase that. But after talking to the Corps, they're pretty optimistic since Beaver has crested that they're going to reduce the flow into Beaver from Beaver into Table Rock, and they feel confident that they would not have to increase those flows. Now, with that, I this morning got to talking to a lot of people. There's 62,500 cubic feet a second that's set on Table Rock. People upstream, particularly right below Table Rock, they felt like over the night that the flow had increased, and they did not open the gates anymore. The only thing that starts to happen as more water backs up behind the gates, there is more pressure behind the gates, so actually more water gets forced through that. Does that make sense?
So it's not more volume, it's more pressure.
Right, and through that higher pressure, they are gonna release more water. So they didn't open the gates anymore, but since the pressure is increasing, there is going to be a little more water going through. So if people see there a little more increase in flow, that's more than likely where that's coming from. Another thing to keep in perspective in regards to Table Rock Dam, the 62,000 cubic feet release is a lot of water, and all 10 gates are open, but all 10 gates are open 4 feet, 4 feet each. Each gate can open 37 and a half feet. So people somehow, I think, because all 10 gates are open, they think, oh, this is as much as it can be. It is just a small fraction of what it can be. The 62,000, that's what it's doing now, which is, you know, that's almost, when you figure it in gallons, it's almost 500,000 gallons of water a second that's getting released out of Table Rock. So that is a lot of water. But it could be much, much, much worse. But I don't know. Sheriff's Department has been working pretty diligently. They helped in the warning quite a bit, and they have deputies out in some of these flooded areas to protect the people's belongings. Like I said, the Red Cross has the shelter open. And what we now do for us, it's starting some damage assessment. Go from here. Bull Creek Village, there's a lot of damage there. And traditionally, they had raised a lot of their mobile homes. So traditionally, it would wash stuff out from underneath, the skirting and maybe some plumbing and those kind of things. But there's a lot of mobile homes that got completely just washed off from wherever they were sitting, and they're somewhere else now. In fact, there was a travel trailer, that they had to drag off of F Highway. They got washed over there. That was Sunday morning that they had to do that. So as the water recedes, we're just going to see just how much damage there is. And for us, that is going to be our big thing in regards to do some damage assessment. Now, in regards to, I already had some calls this morning. It's, you know, what about FEMA? Where do we call? Where do we register? Well, that will take a federal declaration before any of that happens, and that we do not have that. We have a state declaration of a state of emergency, and really we need to do a declaration of emergency too here for Taney County, to do a declare a state of emergency, because in reality the way it's supposed to go, we locally supposed to do it, then the state, then the feds. So that the state did it, that's a good move, because that just starts the process, the federal government. And I don't know if they will or not. It's not done until it's done, but there is so much widespread damage, I would really be surprised if they don't. But they may not. But for us to do it locally, we need to be doing this. I mean, operationally, nothing really going to change, but we really should be doing that to comply with all the other stuff. I think that's about all I got.
I think Ozark County has declared theirs already as a state, haven't they? Ozark County.
As just declaring a state of emergency in the county, uh-huh. I would imagine quite a few counties have.
That's what I was told.
I would imagine several counties have, but I don't know who has and who hasn't.
Is that something that the presiding makes the motion, declares it?
And we have, I don't know, did you bring the paperwork?
We probably need to add a declaration of, we need to say why we're going to add that to the agenda, and then we can vote on it if you wanted to.
Amend.
So,
emergency.
Yeah. So have an emergency amendment to the agenda. So,
our legal counsel said that we could.
What's that?
Our legal counsel said we could declare it that per legal counsel.
You just have to sprinkle the minutes as to why you're changing the agenda. So, did Melissa go get something for us?
Yeah, we really have kind of, this is a form, okay. And it just needs to be signed. Okay. So I don't know if you want to do it right now. She'd be 30 seconds, she'd be back. Or we can do it some other time this morning. Maybe when I hear
here from she you. Is.
Well, it didn't even take us 30
seconds.
Has entered. Whereas in the boundaries of Tane County are immediately threatened with flooding. Okay. Now, therefore, I. What would that be then?
Yeah, I think just myself about it.
Okay. And then I should just read this. Okay. Got it. So do you want to make a motion?
Move to amend today's agenda dated May 1st, 2017 to include a declaration. Excuse me, a proclamation of state of emergency because of recent flooding.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Whereas Taney County, Missouri, this is an emergency government proclamation of the state of emergency in Taney County, Missouri. Whereas Taney County, Missouri has entered an extreme flooding event conditions, and a threat exists to the lives and property of the people of Taney County, Missouri. And whereas that areas within the boundaries of Taney County, Missouri are immediately threatened with flooding and curtailing the protection of the lives and property contained in Taney County, Missouri, and an emergency exists. Now, therefore, I, Mike Schofield, Presiding Commissioner of Taney County, hereby declare that a state of emergency exists in Taney County, Missouri, and I hereby invoke and declare in full force and effect in Taney County, Missouri, all laws, statutes of the state of Missouri and the county of Taney for the exercise of all necessary emergency authority for the protection of the lives and property of the people of Taney County, Missouri, and the restoration of local government with a minimum of interruption. As pursuant with Chapter 44 of the revised Missouri State Statutes and the court orders as pertinent to, all public offices and employees of Taney County, Missouri are hereby directed to exercise the utmost diligence in discharge of duties required of them for the duration of the emergency and in the execution of emergency laws, regulations, and directives, state and local. All citizens are called upon and directed to comply with necessary emergency measures, to cooperate with public officials and the Taney County, Missouri Emergency Management Agency forces in executing emergency operational plans, and to obey and comply with the lawful directions of properly identified public offices. In witness, I hereto set my hand at 9:15 on the May 1st of 2017.
Hold on 1 second. I'm reading what the statute is to make sure we're not. Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the emergency government proclamation of state of emergency in Taney County, Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you.
Now for a road and bridge update from Randy Hayes.